Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Trademarks are traditionally thought of as brand names and logos. Of course, we interact with hundreds, if not thousands, of brand names and logos each and every day in our experience. But did you know that sounds can also be protected under trademark law and even registered with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office? Sounds fall under the category of non-traditional marks, which are generally things that aren't logos or brand names or slogans. So they include sounds. They can even include textures. They can include colors. They can include lighting designs and a few other categories of non-traditional marks. Several dozen sounds, in fact, probably more than that now, are registered at the U.S. Patent and Trademark. And they can actually be very, very powerful as trademarks because, remember, the purpose of trademark law is to indicate the source of a product or service. And because of the way that sounds interact with our brains and our memories, they can really make an impact. For example, some sounds that you're probably familiar with that are registered trademarks are the sounds of the NBC chimes that they play often on commercials for NBC programs, or the Yahoo commercials yodeling of the word Yahoo. The Law and Order sound at the beginning of every Law and Order episode is actually a registered trademark. The roar of the MGM lion that is played in movie theaters at the beginning of every MGM picture going back decades is a registered trademark. The jingle, as particularly if you grew up in the New York area, you would know the jingle of the Mr. Softy ice cream truck is a registered trademark. I hope that these are some examples that resonate with you and show the power of sounds to indicate a source of a product or service. And in that manner, they function as trademarks, just like a brand name does, just like a logo does. Now, registering a sound can, of course, comes with some additional challenges, but it's attainable for any size business. You don't have to be a huge business. You don't have to be around for decades like MGM or NBC to own a sound registration. If your business uses consistently a unique sound that helps communicate a message to your customers, maybe you should think about registering that trademark. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.